It's time once again here on RNIB Connect Radio to check in with pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very busy, Toby, but enjoying it.
COVID is very much in the news at the moment with the Omicron variant and, of course, boosters too. Elizabeth, there was a new medicine brought out in early December to treat COVID. How does this medicine work and is there any news about it?
Yeah, Toby, the MHRA, the regulatory body for licensing medicines, they've approved sotrovimab. Now, it's a monoclonal antibody. It's for intravenous use, so it must be administered by specialist health professionals. It's used for acute COVID-19 infections where the patient doesn't need oxygen, but maybe they're at increased risk of acute infection. It must be administered within 5 days of someone having symptoms. And in clinical trials, a single dose reduced the risk of high-risk adults needing hospitalisation for longer than 24 hours or indeed death within 29 days by 79%. On the downside, there's a risk of hypersensitivity or allergic reaction. So the patient needs to be monitored very closely for any signs of allergy. And of course, the medicine would be withdrawn at that point if there was a problem.
Changing the subject a bit, and with all the bank holidays coming up over the festive period, would it be wise to have some home remedies in stock just in case?
Good idea, Toby. I always think paracetamol is a must for any household. If you have young people in the household, you should have liquid paracetamol. Of course, children under 16 shouldn't ever be given aspirin because of a slight risk of Reye's syndrome. This is a very rare condition causing swelling of the brain and liver. Ibuprofen, an anti-inflammatory, is useful for joint pain and sore backs. Interestingly, if you have an acute injury, say you go over on your ankle, apart from ice, compression, something like a tubi grip and elevation, keeping your leg up, rested, maybe gets you out of doing the dishes, it's best not to use ibuprofen for 40 hours. The reason is the swelling, the inflammation is actually part of the healing process, so use paracetamol instead. And of course, some of us may eat too much, so we might get indigestion. If you're on medication, then sometimes you have to leave a space between the medicine and the remedy. For example, iron tablets or some antibiotics. I usually suggest a mixture of aluminium hydroxide and magnesium hydroxide. Now, that gives you a balanced effect of an antacid. And if you're not sure, ask your pharmacist.
And coming back to maybe eating a bit too much over Christmas, we are probably maybe going to be eating a lot more chocolate than we would normally do. Is chocolate really bad for us?
That depends what type of chocolate and also the amount. Chocolate can be beneficial in small amounts. I'm talking about the dark chocolate that contains flavanol-rich cocoa. And it's not so much how dark the chocolate is, but the flavanol content, say 70% is recommended. In studies where a beneficial effect on, say, blood pressure has been found, the amount of flavanol has been equivalent to eating several bars of dark chocolate. There was one study where participants were given one small bar of dark chocolate and told to eat along with olive oil. And they did find a beneficial effect in the endothelial cells. And that's the endothelium is the barrier between the blood and the rest of the body. So my recommendation to you, Toby, and everyone else is to have a small amount of chocolate, bearing in mind the sugar and flavanol content, and just enjoy it.
Finally, Elizabeth, if people are looking for a book to read over Christmas, I believe you may have a book in the RNIB Talking Books Library.
Yes, it's called Call the Pharmacist, Toby, and it's just a story, a bit like Call the Midwife, those of you who have seen that on television. It's stories of the pharmacist, myself, in community pharmacy, and also the fact that I was chair of Scottish Pharmacists, and as a result, I met royalty, I met people like health ministers. It was a very exciting time for me, as well as normal community pharmacy work. I think it's an interesting story and hopefully you would enjoy it. It's read by Lorraine McIntosh, who's part of Deacon Blue, if anyone knows that pop group, let's say. So she reads it for me. And as I say, you've also said, Toby, it's in the library.
Well, fantastic. As always, some very useful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if people would like to get in touch and maybe ask for some help and advice, where can they go to find you?
All the W's, newlifepharmacy.co.uk.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio, and wishing you hopefully a very peaceful and relaxing Christmas and New Year.
Happy Christmas to everyone out there, and yourself and wife, Toby.